Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of working with Uvas Inc. grapes have been incredible. My next recipe is Azante Currant, which Azante Currant is a champagne grape. You can eat them right on the vine. Absolutely incredible. Super delicious. Very nutritious. Let's get started. So we have my Azante Currant risotto. Now, it's a very easy recipe, and if you follow my steps, I promise anybody can cook like an untamed chef. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need are 4 tablespoons of Rosenthal, olive branches, olive oil. If you don't have that, any olive oil will suffice, but I strongly encourage you. The best olive oil is always the best when you're doing some good recipes. We need fresh thyme and rosemary to taste. Everybody has a different preference. I prefer 1 sprig of each per 4 people. If you have 8 people, do 2. Just because we really want that beautiful perfume and that good aroma that gives off from fresh thyme and rosemary. 2 cups of arborio rice, and we're going to put this all in a pan with 1 ounce of shallots. Once our shallots get nice and translucent, I'm going to hit it with 1 cup of white wine, and we're going to do a clove of garlic that we're going to mince up. If you want to use garlic paste, I guess that's okay. I prefer the garlic to be a little bit more whole because that body of flavor, it goes more throughout our risotto, and that's very important. I'm going to start with 1 quart of chicken stock that I'm going to bring up to temperature, at least to about a good simmer. And we're going to add chicken stock to our rice, and we're going to continue this process all the way until our rice is nice and al dente. And that's very important because once it's al dente, I'm going to add in 1 cup of Uvas Incorporated Azante Currant grapes, which is absolutely incredible. These currant grapes, they're super sweet, and they add such a unique level of texture to our risotto. I'm going to let that cook down just for a little bit, and it's going to be maybe about a good 3 or 4 minutes with the grapes in there because we want them to release those juices. Then I'm going to add 2 cups of cream. I love using raw cream, especially from organic pastures, raw milk, dairy. But if you can't find that, any cream will work, especially if it's raw cream. It's so much better for you. 4 ounces of Parmesan cheese, salt, and pepper to taste. This is such a fun recipe. And when I was walking through the vineyards with Craig, who is the owner of Uvas Inc., he just told me we were eating grapes. We were talking about how incredible these flavors are and how good they are for you. For this and many more of my untamed recipes, please follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.